Packers that every single play is, you know, you got to bring your absolute best or else you'll get exposed. So that was one thing that I knew going in, and I knew I was going to have to do every single play out there, and I just got to keep doing it now.
You had kind of an extensive shoulder history. Did that keep you from getting drafted, do you think? And how is your shoulder?
I think it played a large part, you know, because I feel like I can do physically a lot of things that people that got drafted in front of me or whatever can't do. So, you know, right now, though, the shoulder's completely fine. I haven't had a problem with it. I feel completely comfortable and really haven't even noticed it once yet.
That's kind of one of the things you need as a linebacker, right?
but it never happened injury-wise because of hitting. It was kind of just an awkward injury, and you know, very rare. So it's nothing worrying about hitting. So.
Jake, did you feel natural? Did it feel like after the first snap or two that you felt you belonged there?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of this defense is based on instincts and being able to fit based on your instincts in the right spot. And I feel like, you know, that's one of the strengths of my games is my game being able to just find the ball and go get it and all that and being in the right spot. And so it was a lot of fun out there. And I think that's one of the biggest things. If you can have fun and be comfortable out there playing, you're going to play a lot better.
Jake, you said you play hard every play, but don't you have to do that in practice and the game?
Oh, yeah.
To actually be a good football player?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's really, really helped me. You know, you go out here and you practice against these, you know, NFL stars and everything, and that ups your game right there. And it's a huge difference from college to the pros and practice-wise more than anything. And that really got me ready for the game speed. So when I went out there, you know, last game, it wasn't a big difference for me because that's how we practice out here.
Chip talked about you being an instinctive player. Do you think that's one of your strengths, and has it been in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely been one of my strengths, and one of the things that, you know, if all goes wrong, you can lean on that and still be able to hopefully make a play, and that's what I've been trying to do, and just do the right thing while you do that.
Covering tight ends at the NFL level, and, I mean, you know, there's some great ones in this league.
Oh, yeah, and you know, just going in practice against the tight ends that we have, I mean, some of the best route runners and, you know, multi-dimensional tight ends that, you know, you can imagine. So you go against them, you know, you're covering them, they're as fast as a wide receiver, and some of them can block better than, you know, offensive linemen. So you go against those guys, it gets you really prepared when you go out there and you play against those other tight ends.
Were you in a 3-4 inside at Iowa State?
4-3.
Okay. So, and you were middle?
Outside,
oh,
actually.
Outside?
Yeah.
Okay, strong or weak?
A week.
All right, so the whole...
This is quite a change.
Huge change, yeah. But it's the same, you know, it's football is just concepts, really. And so if you can just focus on that, and that's what I've been trying to do is just focus on the concept of the whole idea. And, you know, any position is really interchangeable once you can do that.
So look at the two inside guys. They're fairly entrenched in there, Michael and D'Amico. How have you graded out on special teams? What's your role for the four special teams units?
Well, on special teams, you know, it varies a little bit each week, but I just go out there and just try to, you know, bust my tail, and I know that's going to be the big way of me making this team is going to be through special teams, because they already have, you know, two guys that are really good and really talented in the starting role. So every play, you know, no matter where they line me up at on special teams, I'm going to try to go down there and make the play, and that's where instincts really help out as well, because Coach Phipp does a great job of allowing players to, you know, not be set in stone in a certain way and allowing instincts to take over a lot, and I think that helps me.
Are you playing all four units?
Yeah, all four of them.
Talk more about Billy Davis's philosophy and scheme and why, you know, the instinctual part is so important.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have, with his scheme, you have those big bodies in front of you that can two-gap and really, you know, kind of keep those linemen off of you, because it's such a different front than what a lot of offensive linemen are used to blocking, and it changes and varies, and so a lot of the times that lets the linebackers roam free, and when you can do that, you know, it's just a matter of being able to be in the right spot at the right time.
I know Billy said that they're moving towards that 2-gap 3-4. Where you are right now, is that what they're doing most of the time in front of you, keeping those offensive linemen away from you?
Well, you know, it really depends on the call. It varies so much that, you know, in a base call, that, you know, could be it, but it switches up so that, you know, they're never going to get a good read on it. And that's another thing, that even if they are shooting a gap, that they're going to have to honor that first and don't know if he's going to be 2-gapping or not.
You're wearing 54. Have you ever seen Jeremiah Trotter play?
Yeah.